My positive thoughts and positive emotions reveal already existing all the benefits and advantages of life that I desire. That's Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. My positive thoughts and positive emotions reveal already existing all the benefits and advantages of life I desire. Now, if this is true, and I believe it, if this is true for everyone, why is it everyone doesn't have all of the benefits and advantages of life that they desire? Why doesn't every being on the face of the earth have all the benefits and advantages that they desire? I was saying I had a dream that I was sort of the double for Obama, and that I had to live in the White House and so forth with him. And I was talking to him, and I said, why is it that you wanted to be president? I mean, that's just a lot of work. It's a lot of responsibility, taking responsibility for a nation, for a world, really. Why would anybody want to become the president? And he said, well, I cannot speak for anybody else, but I can only speak for myself. The reason I wanted to become the president is because I haven't begun to use even the tiniest bit of my talents, of my genius, of my imagination, of all of the wonderful things I like to do. And when I am confronted with anything that needs attention in my administration, I will do what I can about it. And if there's nothing I can do about it, I won't worry about it. I am going to only be myself and have fun. I'm going to do everything I can to do all the things that are important for the office of the president. But that's my job. That's mine. I can rewrite the whole job, and I probably will. But rewrite the whole job description, because I don't think that the president has been doing enough things that were fun and of interest to him. He was running around chasing his tail, doing what other people wanted him to do. And I don't think that's the job of the president. The Congress and the Senate, they set up the rules, they set up the program, and they set up the guide rules for the country. I approve or disapprove of them by my own intuitive self, and but they do all the work. They do all the research, they do all the preparations, and I merely approve or don't approve of it. And, you got so much to read. No. I have my staff, my advisors, I have them read it, and then I have them tell me what they think it means. And then I am a speed reader, and I quickly read anything that I am confronted with, and I instantly absorb all of the information that is in it. And I make my observations, and then I make my decisions. Now, many heads have gone over these things before I do. And by the time they get to me, they're boiled down pretty much, and they're cleaned up pretty much, but they're not perfect. And then I put my 2 cents in there, and it's done. And if they don't like it, fine. If they like it, fine. And I'm the president. I merely say, this is what I'd like to do. Now, the presidents of organizations and corporations don't always get what they want. They don't always have people do everything they want. Everything that the corporation presidents decide for their corporation isn't necessarily what the corporation is going to do. Mostly, yes. You're mostly a good president, a good CEO, a good director for a corporation is one who is creative and imaginative and comes up with ideas that sparkle the corporation into life, into vitality, giving it product, giving it production, giving it manufacture, giving it all the things necessary for the fulfillment of the purpose of the corporation. And that's what a good president of a corporation does. He manages that so that all of the gears and all the wheels snugly operate together to accomplish the goal of the corporation. Now, many people are confused about what is the goal of the United States. What is the goal of the United States? What is the goal of the United States? The President of the United States helps the United States achieve its goal. The President of the United States does everything diplomatically and every other way to offer the United States the opportunity to achieve its goal. Now, the question we have here is, what is the goal of the United States? Well, that's anybody's guess, really. But the goal, theoretically, of the United States is our Bill of Rights, is our choice of freedom of speech, freedom of worship, and all that other good stuff. And those are beautiful things. But how do you implement them? How do you carry them out? How do you encourage people to have freedom of speech without stepping on everybody else's toes, without telling other people what they can do and can't do, and so that they can do what they want to do? It's a matter of harmony and peace. It's a matter of right action. As president, Obama said, as president, I just asked myself, if I were presenting this to the president, what would I expect the president to do? If I were, as I am being presented these things by my staff, by the Congress and the Senate, by all of the legislative bodies, by the governors, by the people, but mainly the people, am I fulfilling their desire for the purpose of this nation? And he says, and that's all I do. That's all I do. Is just mentally think, what would the people like? And then go and do it. And sometimes I may be off the base a little bit, but at least I'm doing something. At least I'm seeking what I think is the will of the people. And that's great. The will of the people is not to make a great man out of the president. The will of the people is to have the fulfillment of their rights approved and supported and protected at all times. The will of the president, if you will, is to be himself and have fun, and to help the people accomplish what they want. Now, that's kind of nice. Now, that doesn't mean war. I mean, we can make money without going to war. We can have a sound nation without using fossil fuels and other things that are messing up our environment. We can do lots of things. And I'm going to see that they're done, because I believe in them. When Schwarzenegger went into California and he brought all of his stuff, people thought, what a silly thing, you know, here this movie actor and this weightlifter coming in to be the governor of California. And what did he do? He shook up a lot of boats. He didn't accomplish everything he wanted to accomplish. He's not done yet, but he didn't accomplish everything he wanted to accomplish. But he did more, and he had the confidence of more people who had power than any previous governor ever had. And we'll see, because he is not the one who is going to have to barter and bargain to get things done. He is getting things done by having the will of the people exercised. And I think Obama is much the same way. He is interested in having the will of the people done by finding out what the will of the people is and then carrying it out. Now, a noble thing, a very noble thing. My positive thoughts and positive emotions reveal already existing all the benefits and advantages of life I desire. Well, for the president, all the advantages and all the benefits of life that he desires already exist, and all he is doing is revealing his understanding of it to the people. And his understanding of it, with his charisma and his magic, is already quite wonderful. Now, can you be another Obama? Can you be another magic person Can you be a person who lives by your charisma? Well, whether you like it or not, you already are. Now, is your charisma what you really want to live by? Are you putting on a show, or are you showing forth who you really are? And who you really are, my positive thoughts and positive emotions reveal already existing all the benefits and advantages of life that I desire. They're already there. I merely go out and reveal them. Or don't necessarily go out, I reveal them from within. Interesting. But what I do, I listen. That's what Obama says. What I do, I listen.
Super.
And here at the breakfast table, we had a conversation, and it wasn't even listened to. And so naturally, the answer was incorrect, but it just wasn't listened to. And you say, well, what was it that wasn't listened to? And I said, this definition of this word,
joie de vivre, joie de vivre,
joie de vivre, which is French for the joy of life or the joy of living or what have you. And I said, it's in the dictionary, in the normal, ordinary dictionary with as an ordinary Americanized word that has been, by use, made Americanized. And so we looked it up, and where do we look? We go in the background first to look it up in French phrases, or rather foreign phrases. Well, I told you it wouldn't be there, because it has been an accepted phrase in the English language. It's now in our ordinary dictionary. But you looked it up in French phrases or foreign phrases, and it wasn't there because it's not considered a foreign phrase anymore. And many people, they like to take foreign phrases that have been Americanized and put quotes around them or italicize them, and they shouldn't, because they are not quoted or italicized phrases anymore. It's just part of our vocabulary. And that's what we want to learn to do. I made a long story long there. But what we want to do is listen to the people when they're talking to us. Listen to people when they're saying something to us. Because when we do that, then our journey from beginning to end is much shorter. Whereas if we don't listen, then we run a convoluted journey and we arrive at our goal, and maybe we're at the wrong station. We're like Harry Potter's friends, you know, they try to go to his station and it isn't there. But when you're in the know, then you can go. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you,
love
I love you.
I love you. I love you.